This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Infrastructure. I love that term. I think a lot of people love that term. And people say we need strong infrastructure. We kind of think, okay, we need to be stronger. You have a lot of people on both sides of the aisle that want to build America, want a stronger America. So if you want a stronger America, you want to build the infrastructure. As a doctor, if I want you to be healthy, I want your infrastructure. I want your bones healthy. I want your blood healthy. I want you strong and healthy. I have to, as a doctor, though, make sure that you becoming healthier and stronger isn't off the backs of other people, because your infrastructure depends on your environment, your outer structure, if I could use that term. I don't know what the opposite of infrastructure is. I'll look it up. So if I want you to become healthy, if I want you to have better bones, and I want you to have, you know, stronger teeth, stronger heart, stronger everything, I'm going to tell you to do things yourself. I'm going to tell you to exercise. I'm going to tell you to eat right. I'm not going to tell you to parasite off of others. I'm not going to tell you to take resources away from others, because I know your health depends on your family's health. Doesn't help if your family's sick and you're healthy, because then you could get sick. Same thing with the COVID vaccine. You know, we're telling you and your families to get vaccinated. We're telling you and your families to protect themselves. If I tell you to isolate and you go home and infect the whole family, which kind of happened in the way beginning, we told people, all right, you got to stay home. So 86% of people with COVID ended up getting it from family members that were forced to stay home, right? Because now they're stuck with somebody at home with COVID, as opposed to them wanting to leave. And, you know, so it was, and we knew that would happen. It's that's how viruses work. But infrastructure is something that many people can kind of get behind. What makes a lot of people nervous is this, is it a $4 trillion or $2 trillion? I thought it was $2 trillion. And now we're being told by New York Magazine it's $4 trillion. So I don't know what, once you get over a billion, to me, I lose count. So we have a couple different sources kind of confused or debating whether it's $4 trillion or $2 trillion. Either way, it's a lot of money. But it is going to have to happen based on tax hikes. And the reason why the tax hikes were brought up by Biden, I thought it was April Fool's. I'm like, all right, good one, Abe. Good one, Joe. Yeah. President Biden talking about increasing taxes during the recession. That was a good one. Good April Fool's, right? Joe? April Fool's, right? No, he's not joking. Now, some people say, oh, well, $400,000, people making $400,000 a year, they get taxed, cry in a river. They're making a lot of money. That's not what I'm worried about. When you start to tax corporations, you just don't raise taxes during a recession. That gets passed on. I am so worried about the inflation. As a doctor, I need you to buy your medications. I need you to buy your ibuprofen or your bandages. I need you to check your blood pressure. I don't need you skimping out on your medicines because you have to spend more on toilet paper or gas. So as a doctor, I notice trends. When the economy is bad, health goes bad. When the economy is good, health improves. And I look at, from a medical perspective, this unfortunate perfect storm. We had people for about a year, almost a year and a half, avoid going to the doctor because they're afraid of getting COVID. Again, I talked to a patient today. They've been just doing telemedicine, getting medications over the phone. I'm like, okay, when has the doctor seen you in person? Because of COVID, I'm avoiding them. I'm doing what I'm told. I'm avoiding doctors. Nobody told you to avoid doctors. Everybody's staying home and not getting examined. And they love it. People don't like going to the doctor. I get it. Going to the doctor is not fun. But we have people who haven't been managed from a diabetes perspective, haven't been managed from a blood pressure perspective, haven't had their cholesterol checked. And now, rather than coming into economic prosperity and having extra money in their pockets, this extra money they need to spend is going to have to go to back rent, is going to have to go to, you know, a job that might not be paying as much or less hours. It's going to have to go to more expensive toilet paper, more expensive gas. And do you think they're going to take that money and spend it on their copay or their deductible that they have? Because remember, we still have Obamacare remnant insurance deductibles. I think my deductible is almost $5,000. Better than the $10,000. Got a little bit better over the past few years, but still, large deductible. So when I tell people to go to go and get seen, they're like, yeah, but I could be on telemedicine for zero copay. It cost me no money to call you on telemedicine. I'm like, I know, but you got to have a doctor look at you or a medical provider. So, yeah, as a doctor, as an American citizen, as a mom, I'm like, okay, this is a problem. Now, some Democrats aren't happy with what Joe Biden did. In fact, AOC doesn't like the $2 trillion infrastructure bill, but not for the reasons we think. She says it's not enough. She demands that it needs to be way bigger. Now, I get that there is an opportunity for Democrats, now that they have control of the House, narrow control over the Senate, they can get whatever they want done. And they're going to. Lickety-split. We're just barely 3 months into the Biden presidency, and we've already spent this much money. So I get why they feel like they need to do these things. But I'm telling you right now, I mean, basic economics. I have patients that need to have money in their pocket so they could go and get their medical care done. And I just don't think this is going to be, I don't think it's going to be good. I'm nervous. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Jillian wants to know, why are shootings up? What is the psychological rationale of mass shootings going up? There's been a lot. Supers in Boulder, Colorado had a mass shooting. Atlanta, somebody I think walked into a Publix in Atlanta, was planning on shooting and got apprehended. And then unfortunately, very sadly, yesterday, 4 people, including a child, were killed in a mass shooting at an office complex in Orange, California. A 5th victim was wounded, transported to a local hospital, critical condition. This according to Orange Police Department spokesperson Lieutenant Jennifer Amott said in a news conference. Apparently, police responded to a call of shots fired around 5:30 p.m. local time. Encountered gunshots when they arrived on the scene. Officers engaged the suspect, and an officer-involved shooting did occur. The suspect was transported to the hospital after sustaining a gunshot wound. It's unclear if the suspect's injuries were self-inflicted. One firearm was recovered from the scene. Suspect is in critical condition. We don't really have a lot more information on that. But so the easy answer to that is, well, people are back from being on lockdown and going back into work and into their lives. And so there's people in areas and bad people can now do what they wanted to do or they've always wanted to do all along. But I don't know. It's interesting. That's a great question. And please keep those questions coming at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We just went through a horrible pandemic. We still are in this pandemic. Not a lot of people are going back to work. It's not that the switch happened all of a sudden. People have been kind of slowly going back. Why now? Why in a matter of 3 weeks we've had at least four either shootings or attempts, maybe more, that got thwarted that we aren't sure about? What is it? You know, we're still trying to figure out what the psychology is of somebody who wants to kill a bunch of people, even a kid. What the heck are they thinking? Now, again, you can't, having logic and being of sound mind, figure out what's going on in the mind of somebody who is mentally ill. You can't use your logic when detectives, when psychologists, psychiatrists deal with these mass shooters or these mass murderers. They have to put their mental health and their line of ethics and thinking to the side to be able to get into the mind of why somebody wants to kill innocent people. When you look back at many of these shootings, many are not random. It was a school that wronged somebody, or there was a bully, or there was somebody that made somebody mad, or it was somebody who got fired. Remember in Roanoke? Back east, somebody had gotten fired and then hunted down a reporter and the photographer, cameraman, shot them down during a live interview. Shot the interviewee. She lived. But there's, so revenge is a biggie. And sometimes we just don't know. Sometimes they just won't talk. Many of them die at the scene, so we never know. And disgruntled employees is a biggie. A disgruntled partner, a disgruntled friend or enemy or somebody who knew somebody is also a big part. But we didn't have as many mass shootings during lockdowns because there wasn't obviously people in mass areas. October 1 shooting that happened in 2017 in Las Vegas, that was at the Harvest 95 Festival in Las Vegas across the street from the Mandalay Bay. Somebody who wanted to target a lot of people had that opportunity. And we worry, not only in Las Vegas, but in any place where we're going to have conventions again and concerts, that there will be people that want to take advantage. But, you know, Julian, you're right. And if any of you who have been in law enforcement, you know, have any theories as to what's going on and what exactly is starting to be the impetus for this drive, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Mental illness just doesn't go away. So when you have somebody that wants to kill and they don't have the opportunity to kill, they may wait. They may plan. And again, this is just pulling this out of my retroperitoneum because we don't know why this person decided to kill people in California, including a kid. Is it that some people want the infamy? They want the notoriety. They want to leave this world with a bang. You know, we have a lot of people considering suicide on a daily basis. Many people are suicidal. And some people will leave on their own. They'll say, look, I'm done. I don't want to be here anymore. I want control over my death. I'm done doing it by myself in my own home. not away from my kids or at my place of work. Many do it at their place of work. One, to get back at the boss. Or two, to be away from the family so the family doesn't find him. They'd rather somebody at work find him. Some people might just go off and into a ditch or, you know. But so it's interesting when you see somebody who has that mental illness to the point where they want to end their life, that degree, will still have the care and empathy to not hurt their loved ones, which then makes you wonder how much mental illness was at play versus them saying, look, you know, this is well thought out. This is what I want to do. I'm done. Just because something is well thought out doesn't necessarily mean they're in the clear with mental illness, because unfortunately some of these mass murders were well thought out. The September 11th, you know, terrorist attack was planned, thought out. Very mentally ill, those people. I got, dang it though, I took care of one of the terrorists that flew a plane into September 11th. I told you guys about the story. For those new listeners to my show, a few days before September 11th, I was working in an urgent care and somebody came in. His name was Muhammad, had a very short last name, came in for a sore throat, very quiet, cordial. I mean, he said thank you. But I got the heebie-jeebies, and he had a look on him that I've never seen before, ever, in my years of training. And I was still young. I had recently graduated. But I think he was allergic to penicillin, so I gave him a Z-Pak. And I just kind of got the heebie-jeebies, and I'm like, well, huh, you know, maybe the throat is hurting him more than it looked. Didn't look that bad, but, you know, I treated him. A week later, I see him on the TV. I tell my husband, I go, yeah, I just saw that guy at urgent care. And my husband's like, no, you didn't. I'm like, yeah, I just saw that guy. What's he doing on TV? He's like, he flew a plane to the World Trade Center. I'm like, I swear I just saw that guy. So I ran to the urgent care to look up his name. This was before HIPAA, obviously. And to look up his chart. Lady said the FBI was here. Took everything. I go, they were here, right? She's like, yeah. So, you know, there, he didn't. You know he had to have mental illness to do what he did. But he didn't have that typical look. I mean, I was in a room by myself with a mass murderer. I got the heebie-jeebies from him, not knowing what he was going to do, but not enough for me to think that this is somebody that was going to do that. He just had a different look about him. I've never seen that look. How many of you could say you've ever looked a mass murderer in the eye before they were doing what they were going to do? How do you know? But I got to tell you, I am sure my body will have that spidey sense. I wish I could recreate it in my mind what I felt. But I knew he gave me the heebie-jeebies, but I just brushed it off because I'm like, I don't know. Maybe he's not feeling well. I don't know. He didn't say anything. All he said was thank you. But the look he gave me was weird. It was just a weird look. If I ever get that look again, I don't know. Maybe I'll call the FBI. I mean, what do you do? You know, somebody gave me a look like the Muhammad Atta from the World Trade Center plane terrorist attack. I don't know how that would go. So to answer your question, I can't. I'm not sure why there is an uptick, except people are coming back. Those that want to kill will kill. You have a lot of people despondent. Some people want to leave having their name in the papers and being famous for something. They're crazy. And you have a lot of mental illness that was unchecked. Do I think shootings are going to rise? Absolutely. I think you have so many people that have not seen their providers, have not been able to deal with their addictions. And all this lack of care unchecked may unfortunately translate to more violence. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden meeting with his full cabinet and talking about ways to promote his $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Good infrastructure planning is always about looking to the future. You know, railroads weren't part of infrastructure until we built them.
Kentucky House Republican James Comer.
It's not an infrastructure bill. Only 25% of the total funding would go for basic infrastructure.
Both appeared on Fox. The Biden administration is launching a program to help people in low-income communities get COVID-19 vaccines. Vice President Harris was at a roundtable with community leaders.
With the increasing number of supply of vaccinations, we are at a phase at this moment where we can actually get a hold of this thing and advance where we want to be as a country in terms of protecting our neighbors.
This is USA Radio News. Emotional testimony in the courtroom from Courtney Ross, who was George Floyd's girlfriend. She discussed their mutual drug use and struggles with opioid addiction.
There was a time in March when you knew he was back to using pills, is that right?
I thought his behavior had changed.
The defense saying that drugs played a role in Floyd's death. Ross testified that Floyd overdosed and was hospitalized 2 months prior to his death. She said the passenger in his car last May was one of his drug suppliers. He told the court through an attorney that he will plead the fifth and not testify in the case. At least four people, including a child, were killed in a shooting at a Southern California business complex on Wednesday. The suspected gunman and a female victim were also shot and taken to a local hospital in critical condition. A firearm was located at the scene. California Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted, "It was horrifying and heartbreaking." You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're hearing that Google will make it compulsory for people to be back at work by September. Now, we have been wondering how the job sector was going to be in terms of embracing virtual work, hybrid work. But I wonder if it's not working for some. And many of you had showed some anxiety about going back to work, saying, I haven't been at work for a year. I don't know if I could do it. Now, we all can do it. I mean, if we want to pay the bills, we all can do it. But when you have a choice, nah. It's kind of nice to be home. Unless, of course, you like who you're working with. You know, I miss being around other people. You know, people that have a really good relationship with their boss. They think they could work better, you know, away from the kids and kind of have that little escape. Some people do better. I do better on site. But you know what? I work wherever I work. But very interesting. So Daily Mail is reporting that Google has announced that as of this month, employees could start trickling back to work. They're going to reopen at limited capacity. But by September, it's going to be mandatory. They say the situation remains dynamic. We continue taking a phased and deliberate approach to safely bringing more people back to the office where we can. So tech giants at Google were among the first to send people home. They were able to say, look, you work from home. You could do what you're doing from home. Google said, if you want to come back to work in April, it's not mandatory. But by September, could be. So Google was a little bit more proactive. Before the World Health Organization declared a pandemic on March 11th, Google and other prominent tech firms began telling their employees to work from home. I believe Facebook had said, look, you can work from home, but if you end up not coming back to work, we're not going to pay you as much because you've been living in a more expensive location to work here. So people were leaving some of the expensive California neighborhoods to go into a less expensive town if they were able to work remotely. And I don't blame people for doing that. That's what happened with New York. If you don't have to be in Manhattan and pay those high rents because you have a job that's allowing you to clock in virtually, you might as well live in Jersey. I know some of you are like, no, I don't mind. I like that whole area. I like back east. I like. I've never lived in Manhattan. It's something I've always wanted to do. But I like Jersey, too. I fly in there. So they say Google had originally planned to allow a significant number of employees to begin returning to its Mountain View, California headquarters and other offices during summer 2020, but the pandemic spread pushed back the company's reopening, just like Disneyland. Disneyland was going to open last summer. It had to push back. Now, Google has some big offices. You would think that many employers would be like, this is great. We get to downsize. We do not have to pay for this real estate. But what if somebody has a 99-year lease? They might want that site used, especially if they don't think people are doing the same productivity. So the decision now affects 123,000 employees on the payroll of Google and other Alphabet companies, as well as 80,000 contractors that normally work on the company's campuses. So Amazon and Microsoft both said their employees should expect to stay home until at least October 2021, except obviously the ones that are working in the warehouses. But, it's interesting. Because many people were kind of hoping that they could stay home. And it's going to be a little tricky on the competitive landscape of what's going to be better for you as an employee. Microsoft, by the way, has already started bringing people back as of March 29th to their Seattle global headquarters. As an employee, I like to get under the boss's, cap, get into his head, and see what it is that the boss wants. What do most bosses want? Well, they want their job security, right? They want to know that the bottom line is good. They want their bosses happy. Most bosses have a boss. Even the owner of Google, Twitter, Facebook, they need to know that the stocks are going up. So everybody has a boss, even your boss, okay? And they, or a board of directors, or somebody that has to watch, how they do. So your boss is going to want to look good, which means you need to make your boss look good. This is why many ideas I had no problem people taking credit for. If it made them look good, made them feel good, gave me job security, I'm an idea person. I come up with great ideas. Maybe it's not my idea, it's just I see them not doing something that should be done, and I'm like, do it, guys. It's a great way to raise money. It's a good fundraiser. It's a great way to do charity. It's a great way to help the community. Think about this. Let's do this. So one is, you need to figure out, are you going to be in whatever position you're in, whether it's at home or on site, making your boss look good? Is your work going to help with the bottom line? Is your productivity going to be good? Now, some bosses just want to see you. You might have a colleague or a coworker that is going to be a weasel, and many of us do. And there's going to be one that might be gunning for your job. or they want to be the favorite, or they want job security, or they want to date the boss. Who knows? And you're not being there while they're there can put you in a very precarious position. Well, you being next to them also could be precarious. But I would, if I were you, and if you have a choice, okay, I would probably ask your manager or boss, what do they want? Because you want to look like you want to please your boss. I know that's kind of an archaic saying, but it's bosses want to be pleased, but ethically, okay, right? And so you want to make sure that, you know, if they need the space, I mean, how I would approach it is I say, look, you know, I'm ready to work wherever you want me to. So I could continue to work from home. I could come to the office, whatever you want. If you need the space and you need me working from home, and I'll do that. If you need me there, I'm there. Either way, I love my job. I cannot wait, you know, for things to get back to normal again. You tell me what you want. I'm here. And I think that's probably the safest thing to do. You know, if you say, I want to come back to work, I want to be there, and they don't have room for you, and it puts some stress, that could be a negative. If you say, you know what, I'm doing a good job at home, let me still work from home, can I work from home? Now, what if you really want to work from home? What if you really like being around the kids? What if you can't get out there and be there with the kids, or be there because the kids are still on virtual school, or you're not going to send your kids back to school? Well, then again, think about, what is it that your boss wants? Well, your boss wants to make sure that you're not screwing around and sleeping in and being on the computer. They want to know that you're still putting in the productivity. So how I would approach that is I could say, look, all right, I'm here for you. I have some limitations in terms of coming back to the office, but I can be working days, nights, weekends. I can still log in and do what you need to do because I'm home. So you need me to finish a project at night on the weekends, I can do that. You know, you might have to have some bargaining. Now, if you're of the mind, you know what, to heck with it. I want the way the job was during COVID. You got to realize you might be losing the job to somebody else. Competition is going to be fierce. I think a lot of people are going to realize. At first, I thought, you know, people are going to like the unemployment. They're going to probably not be that excited to go back to work. I think you're going to have gunners out there seeing the writing on the wall and seeing that inflation is going to go up. Things are going to get expensive. A lot of monetary demands are going to be coming in. And they're going to be like, you know what? Early bird gets the worm. And so you need to look and see what makes you competitive. And if you're just not ready to go back to work, but you want to make yourself competitive, then maybe get some extra degrees. Do some online schooling. But you are going to have to make yourself competitive somehow. 1-877, Doc Felly.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair to dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you are following the Derek Chauvin murder manslaughter trial of the George Floyd death that happened last May. And I believe currently right now Seth Bravender, a paramedic with Hennepin County, is right now undergoing his testimony after a break. He's being questioned by Assistant Attorney General Aaron Eldridge. Some previous testimony that happened earlier, I believe civil rights attorney Ben Crump, who represents George Floyd's family, had issued a statement following the testimony of Courtney Ross. Now, Courtney Ross had testified. She was Floyd's girlfriend, and she was talking to the court about her and Floyd's struggle with opioid addiction. And I haven't seen the whole testimony, but it was definitely very emotional. And Crump had sent a statement saying, "We want to remind the world to witness the death on video that George was walking, talking, laughing, and breathing just fine before Derek Chauvin held his knee to George's neck," he said, blocking his ability to breathe and extinguishing his life for all to see. He says, "Tens of thousands of Americans struggle with self-medication and opioid abuse and are treated with dignity, respect, and support, not brutality." So he says, "We fully expected the defense to put George's character and struggles with addiction on trial because," he says, "that is the go-to tactic when the facts are not on your side. We are confident that the jury will see past that to arrive to the truth." Crump says that George Floyd would have lived to see another date if Derek Chauvin hadn't brutally ended his life. And we spoke about what's happening on the defensive prosecution side as the video footage of prior to the knee restraint showed George Floyd was having trouble breathing. And he said he couldn't breathe and he was calling for mama. Now, Courtney Ross, the girlfriend of George Floyd, was questioned on her and Floyd's relationship and drug addiction. She had testified that Floyd had overdosed and was hospitalized late last March, about 2 months before the fatal encounter. Eric Nelson, Chauvin's attorney, had her identified in court a certain drug dealer. I'm guessing the person who has decided to take the fifth that was with Floyd in the vehicle when he was arrested. So George Floyd had gone to the convenience store, had allegedly used a $20 bill that was counterfeit, and then he went back to, I believe, an SUV when the clerk had to go out and approach him because his boss said, approach him, it was counterfeit. And so George Floyd was with, we believe, I don't know if we have the name of that other person, but he was with somebody. That person was going to testify, and then he pleaded the fifth because he doesn't want to incriminate himself. According to Ross, the girlfriend's testimony, another woman she knew was a drug dealer, as a drug dealer, was also in the vehicle when the officers arrested Floyd. When speaking with FBI agents after Floyd's death, Ross said she speculated that this woman sold Floyd heroin before his March overdose. Now, again, this is hard to listen to, obviously. You know, people are like, he died, may he rest in peace, why are we bringing up the drugs? And as I had said before, there is a huge difference between murder and manslaughter, and the defense is going to be spelling out in their case that the cardiac pulmonary incident that happened before Derek Chauvin put his knee on his neck. Could it have contributed? That's going to be debated by the jury. But the why would George Floyd be having a cardiopulmonary event prior to the knee restraint? It would then lead to the possible drugs on board, as fentanyl and methamphetamine were found in his toxicology report. So it's very, very, very emotional. You know, people ask, obviously, what is the difference between murder, manslaughter? We've seen these terms. Murder and manslaughter are types of homicide. Homicide is the death of a person, the killing of a person. But whether the killing is murder or manslaughter has varying degrees, and it depends on intentions. Now, according to Grammar Your Dictionary, they break it down. They say the legal definitions of murder and manslaughter. Murder is an action intended to result in a person's death, the act of killing someone with malice, a forethought. Manslaughter is an action in which a person's death occurs, but is not the intention of the action, the act of killing without malice, aforethought. So what is going to be played out by prosecution and defense is, did George Floyd die as a result directly of Chauvin purposely restraining him and preventing him from breathing, or was Chauvin's restraint contributing not intently to his death, or was he going to die anyway prior to the restraint? And so that's where this gets very, very sticky. So the legal consequences is between murder and manslaughter, the prison time, the charge, it's different. I mean, some people get the death penalty for murder. You know, for manslaughter, it could be prison time and community service. Some people can even get out of prison time for manslaughter. So obviously these degrees have to be specified and clarified, and that's what the courts are going to be now debating in the prosecution defense in terms of Derek Chauvin. So first-degree murder is almost easier to determine because that is somebody acting with premeditation and full intention to end another person's life, like we saw with the shooting that happened yesterday in Orange, California. Somebody had a willful, deliberate act, went in there to murder and murder. That is first-degree murder. Now, examples of cases that would probably end in a first-degree murder charge is somebody stalking you in order to kill you, bringing a weapon to a public place with the intention of killing somebody, attacking someone with enough violence to show malice and intention, hiring another person to kill. That's also first-degree murder. Another type of first-degree murder is felony murder. That involves the incidental death of a person during a dangerous crime. So let's say you're committing arson to a house and somebody was in a bedroom. That's going to be first-degree murder. If you're trying to rob a house, but then you kill a homeowner in the process, again, you might have not intended. Your crime might have been something different, but you ended up killing him. Abusing a spouse so bad that they die, kidnapping a person who later dies of injuries from the kidnapping, stealing a car with a passenger aside, getting into an accident, that passenger dies, first-degree murder. Now, second degree is when the death happens spontaneously. So the charges will require evidence that the defendant's intent, that whether there was evidence or not of intent. So let's say there was a verbal dispute, it escalates physically, and then there was a impulsive act. That's still murder, but it's second degree. A case of road rage. Yeah, you murdered him, but it happened during another event. Driving a car into a crowd. Now, to me, that I would say is first degree murder. But attacking somebody with the intent of hurting them, but accidentally killing them instead. So you wanting to push somebody, you push somebody, they fall, hit their head, have a bleed in the head. That can unfortunately, you know, be debated as murder versus manslaughter. Now, manslaughter, you have voluntary. Voluntary manslaughter is when there wasn't enough evidence that they proved to intentionally kill. There's voluntary and involuntary. So the difference between voluntary and second-degree murder is kind of, it's a little iffy. Neither act is premeditated, but second-degree murder involves the defendant knowing that their actions will end another person's life. Voluntary manslaughter includes cases where the perpetrator loses control due to provocation, temporary emotional instability. So, possible examples of this, and I know it's tricky, is believing that one's life is in danger and reacting in a way that takes someone's life, like self-defense, being bullied into an emotional state that causes you to react to kill, having a mental illness, becoming emotionally distraught, let's say, at the news of a partner's affair and killing them at the same moment. So these crimes of passion are considered voluntary manslaughter. I'd still call it murder, but I get it. I get how there's that difference. And then involuntary manslaughter is where people commit involuntary manslaughter, had no intention of killing or harming, but their reckless or negligent actions led to his death. So, involuntary manslaughter, you might see if you accidentally hit somebody in your car, a doctor who might have not realized a person was needing care and didn't administer it, that kind of thing. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.